The following sermon was preached by Augustine, Bishop of Hippo, sometime between 354 and 430 AD.
The scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, followed by Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. And also, beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. This is God's word.
It is normal to confuse many people, dearly beloved, that our Lord Jesus Christ, in his evangelical sermon, after he had first said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven," said afterward, "Take heed that you do not do your righteousness before men to be seen by them." The mind of the person who is weak in understanding is disturbed because he desires to obey both precepts and yet is distracted by diverse and contradictory commandments. For a man cannot obey one master if he gives contradictory orders, as he can serve two masters, which the Savior himself has testified in the same sermon to be impossible. What, then, must the mind that is in this hesitation do when it thinks that it cannot obey and yet is afraid not to obey? For if he set his good works in the light to be seen by men, that he may fulfill the command, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven," he will think himself involved in guilt because he has done the opposite of the other precept, which says, "Take heed that ye do not do your righteousness before men to be seen by them." And again, if fearing and avoiding this, he conceals his good works, he will think that he is not obeying him who commands, saying, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works." But the one who is of a right understanding fulfills both, and will obey in both the universal Lord of all, who would not condemn the slothful servant if he commanded those things which could by no means be done. For give ear to Paul, the servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, both doing and teaching both duties. See how his light shines before men that they may see his good works? "We commend ourselves," he says, "to every man's conscience in the sight of God." And again, "For we provide things honest, not only in the sight of God, but also in the sight of men." And again, "Please all men in all things, even as I please all men in all things." See, on the other hand, how he takes heed that he does not his righteousness before men to be seen by them. "Let every man," he says, "prove his own work, and then shall he have glorifying in himself and not in another." And again, "For our glorying is in this, the testimony of our conscience, and that than which nothing is plainer, if," he says, "I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ." But if any of those who are worried and perplexed about the precepts of our Lord himself as contradictory should much more raise a question against his apostle and say, "How can you say, 'Please all men in all things,' even as I also please all men in all things, and yet also say, 'If I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ'?" May the Lord himself be with us, who spoke also in his servant and apostle, and opened to us his will, and give us the means of obeying it. The very words of the gospel carry with them their own explanation. nor do they shut the mouths of those who hunger, seeing they feed the hearts of them that knock. The intention of a man's heart, its direction, and its aim is what is to be regarded. For if he who wishes his good works to be seen by men sets before men his own glory and advantage, and seeks for this in the sight of men, he does not fulfill either of those precepts which the Lord has given as touching this matter, because he has at once looked to doing his righteousness before men to be seen by them, and his light has not so shined before men that they should see his good works and glorify his Father who is in heaven. It was himself he wished to be glorified, not God. He sought his own advantage and loved not the Lord's will. Of such the apostle says, "For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ's." Philippians 2:21. Accordingly, the sentence was not finished at the words, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works," but was immediately followed with why this was to be done, "that they may glorify your Father who is in heaven." That when a man who does good works is seen by men, he may have only the intention of the good work in his own conscience, but may have no intention of being known except for the praise of God, for his own advantage to whom he is then made known. For to him this advantage comes, that God, who has given this power to man, begins to be well-pleasing to them, and so they do not despair, but that the same power might be given to them also if they would. And so he did not conclude the other precept, "Take heed that you do not your righteousness before men," otherwise than in the words, "to be seen by them." Nor did he add this case, "that they may glorify your Father who is in heaven," but rather, "otherwise you have no reward from your Father who is in heaven." For by this he shows us that the ones who do this, unlike his faithful ones, seek a reward in this very thing, that they are seen by men. That it is in this that they place their good, in this that they delight the vanity of their hearts, in this their emptiness and inflation, their swelling and wasting away. For why was it not sufficient to say, "Take heed that you do not your righteousness before men," but that he added, "that you may be seen by them," except because there are some who do their righteousness before men, not that they may be seen by them, but that the works themselves may be seen, and the Father who is in heaven, who has blessed the ungodly with these gifts and has justified them, may be glorified. These ones, neither do they account their righteousness as their own, but his, by the faith of whom they live. So the apostle says also, "that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is of the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith." Philippians 3. And in another place, "that we may be the righteousness of God in him." 2 Corinthians 5:21, where he also finds fault with the Jewish leaders in these words, "being ignorant of God's righteousness and wishing to establish their own righteousness, they have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God." Romans 10:3. Whoever then wish their good works to be seen by men, that he may be glorified, from whom they have received those things which are seen in them, and that by those very persons who see them, may through the reverence of faith be provoked to imitate the good, their light shines truly before men, because there beams forth from them the light of charity. Theirs is no mere empty fume of pride. And in the very act they take precautions, that they do not their righteousness before men to be seen by them, in that they do not look upon that righteousness as their own, nor do they do it that they may be seen, but that he may be known, who is praised in them that are justified, so that he may bring to pass in him that praises that which is praised in others. That is, that he may make him who praises to be himself the object of praise. Observe the apostle too, how that when he had said, please all men in all things, as I also please all men in all things, he did not stop there, as if he had placed in that, namely, the pleasing of men, the end of his intention. For then he would have said falsely, if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But he followed it immediately with why it was that he pleased men, not seeking, he says, my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. So he did not please men for his own profit, fearing he should not be the servant of Christ. And he did please men for their salvation's sake, that he might be a faithful minister of Christ, because for him his own conscience in the sight of God was enough. And from him there shined forth in the sight of men something which they might imitate. Amen. This has been a Sermon Project production. Original material by Peter Kennedy. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. We facilitate very generous usage permissions, so please let us know your requirements. If you like this type of content and want more of it, please consider partnering with us. In Canada, the Sermon Project is fully charitable, and all donations receive a tax-deductible receipt. If you're outside Canada, we would still love for you to partner with us too, but unfortunately we cannot offer a tax receipt. For more information and donation links, go to sermonproject.com.